You feel like there's a lot to unpack in a game like this, and is this one of the kind of crazier ones that you've been a part of?
Yeah, I wouldn't say not a lot to unpack. It's definitely a crazy game. I'm just so proud of our guys to keep fighting, you know. They kept on scoring the top, and we kept on answering. You know, at any point, our guys didn't waver. They kept competing, kept giving great at-bats, and to set up Calzer to do it again, and that was a great team win. Proud of our guys.
Before yesterday, Castro was one home run and two game winning home runs. Are you seeing just more and more confidence from him?
I hope so. I mean, two shots like that. But yeah, no, his confidence has been there, like we talked about, since Kansas City, is, and he really started to feel his swing and get comfortable. And you know, he had some after a couple tough stretches, but he stuck with his process, stuck with the work, and now we get to see that come to fruition right now, and his at-bats have been better as of late, but outstanding right now.
I'm sorry. When you came out to discuss Henderson going to third, had you already decided that you were going to challenge the play at the plate?
Yeah, I challenged, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then just wanted to get some clarification of, one, I want to make sure my challenge was, everyone saw it, and then also just clarification on what happened with Gunner and the first base umpire had timeout. So,
how impressive was that slide by Kowser to just made the tag
there? Yeah, it was a great slide. I mean, it was one of those baseball plays where everybody did everything right. I mean, Gunner did a great job of getting the ball forward in that situation. Kowser had a great lead and a great jump on the contact play. Then Aranda makes a great play at first and a great throw, and you know, and then Kowser made an awesome slide. I mean, there's no better way to put it. He slid his hand in there. So, yeah, that was a big moment.
You talked in Tampa and after New York about gut punches, but losses that really felt heavy. On the flip side of it, a win like this against a team in the Rays, I mean, how uplifting can that be for this group and something that they can build off of moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely uplifting. I mean, in the sense of kept on getting punched and we didn't waver. We kept on having great at-bats. And it's tough when the visiting team, I wouldn't say has the advantage, but they put up two. Now you're chasing, or put up one, and our guys did a great job of not trying to do too much and having great at-bats and pass the baton to the next guy. I couldn't be more prouder of this group.
That seventh inning where Leote, you know, is able to score with his base running and get on the board, how much did that change sort of the tenor of the clubhouse or just the game itself, being able to scratch runs with some hustle?
Yeah, I mean, that's where we kind of touched on it at the end of the Tampa series, and then moving into, who did we just play?
Detroit.
Yeah, and our ability to go first and third, sorry, long game. Our ability to go first and third and really push the envelope and not be a one-dimensional offense, and that's where our guys showed. I mean, even Blaze going first and third, forcing that throw, and then it goes into that little camera area and he scores. I mean, our guys have that ability, and you know, and Leote set the tone. Leote was outstanding today. All of our guys. It was such a fun game.
Craig, just getting back on Coleman, you touched on kind of the early adversity that he went through and the confidence, but I guess for you just being the manager, how happy are you to see him come through in moments like over the past 24 hours?
Yeah, I'm ecstatic. I mean, it's one of those things where behind the scenes, the unseen hours, you get to see guys who are not getting the results they want, but the work they're putting in and the collaboration with our hitting coaches, you know, trying to problem solve either an approach or a swing adjustment, stance, whatever it is, and to see it come through in the biggest moment at the biggest stage against a really good team. I couldn't be happier or prouder for Colton.
Almost lost in this is, you know, Kyle Rash start. Another, I think it's fourth straight, really good start for you guys. What's it mean to, given all the uncertainty you've been through with the rotation, to see Kyle kind of finding his stride on the mound?
Yeah, it's outstanding. I mean, I always feel confident when our guys touch the mound, but with KB in particular, just the stuff. We keep on talking about how much, like, the elite stuff he has. But now with the little delivery adjustment, I mean, it's really honed in everything. I mean, he's pounding the strike zone. The curveball usage now, it's protecting the slider and keeping hitters off balance, and you pair that with the 2-4 seam and with a devastating slider. It's tough. It's tough to manage a bat against him, and he was outstanding tonight. It was a fun, and McClanahan was on too. I mean, it's two really great pitchers going at it. Runs are at a premium, as the scoreboard dictated. So, but KB was, it was fun. It was fun to watch him pitch and do his thing. And when he's locked in like that, you're just hoping you can scratch across a couple runs to get him to win.
The 10th, you walked him out basically with Garcia. What was kind of the message there? Obviously, he's been so good this year. Was he, you know, pretty confident that he was going to kind of be the fireman again?
In the X ratings? Yeah. It was pitch count was up there. I think he was at 29, if not 30 or 31. And I don't like our relievers throwing that much, especially guys that short spurts, we want them available. So the next day and keeping them fresh and also not overextended them. But I love Rigo in that situation. I just want to make sure he was good. You know, as I was walking out there, I was yelling at him because I wasn't taking the ball. You know, I just want to make sure how he was feeling and kind of reset the infield too. Just, you never know with the Rays what they're going to be doing. Like, bases loaded, one out, they'll be bunting. You know, so we'll make sure that everyone has their assignments too, and, you know, and slow down the defense a little bit, but also check in on Rico. And Rico does what Rico does.